The flu death count doesn't include many January deaths because it takes several weeks for the state to receive that data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The state, however, does collect data on pediatric flu deaths, and there have been 5 since October, including one in Bexar County. Lara Anton, a spokeswoman for the Texas Department of State Health Services, says this year's dominant flu strain, H3N2, is known for having more hospitalizations and complications.
And it seems like we're seeing the same thing happening this year.
The last time that strain was dominant was in the 2014-15 season, which saw 19 pediatric flu deaths. Recent flu seasons in Texas each saw between 7 and 8 pediatric flu deaths. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.